Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jonesy is with us. Paul Jones, great radio voice of the Raptors. My man, how you doing, Jonesy? Congratulations.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I had the full experience today. I actually got to ride on a float during the parade, and it was absolutely crazy.
How insane was that? Was that whole parade? And then what the hell happened?
Well, how insane was the parade? First of all, it was one of those things, man. That you look at it and you say that never happens here. The parade's always somewhere else, right? The parade's always somewhere else. The craziness of the fans and water guns and everything, that's always somewhere else.
Right.
It's never at our place, right? And here it is at our place. And it was crazy. The fans were outstanding. They estimated probably 2 million people there. it was beyond words. The first float I was on was with Patrick McCaw's father, who had been to parades in Golden State. And he said the fans were just as crazy, but they could not touch the numbers. They just could not touch the number of fans. It was crazy.
So what? When you were at this parade, did you? When did you learn of the shooting? And like, what do you know about it?
Well, I didn't learn about the shooting because I was there. I was at the parade, and people after were telling me that there was something going on, but there was nothing. There was nothing of note. It was far away from where I was standing, but we learned about it after, and it's too bad. Apparently, they've apprehended suspects, and in that regard, I guess everything's under control, and it's just too bad. It marred a really, really terrific day. I mean, the players, especially the first-timers to a parade, Lowry, Gasol, they were just the veterans. They were just kind of beside themselves with the excitement of it all. It's something that they worked for, you know, their whole career.
Right.
Like you said, some of those guys, a guy like a Lowry or and Ibaka, they've been around. Ibaka's, you know, been disappointed in the finals. He was part of a 3-1 with Oklahoma City that gave up a lead to Golden State. So he was really gassed up. Norman Powell had been to the conference finals. So had Lowry. It was great to see them. It was really great to see them all excited. And, they worked hard for something and they're celebrating.
I got to tell you, I thought that the play of Van Vliet on both ends of the floor, like shooting, I mean, I don't even need to discuss it. He nailed so many big shots, it wasn't even funny. And then defensively, the harassment and the just pain in the ass that he was defensively, it was really good stuff. Like, what a bright future this guy's got. I thought he made a name for himself. You and I knew him. I knew him in college. I've seen him ball out a million times. But I think people didn't know how good he was, and now they do.
Well, I mean, credit to the scouting staff. I mean, the Raptors are the first team to win an NBA championship without a top 10 pick. Kawhi was 15th. I think Lowry was 27th. I know Siakam was 27th. Powell was 48th. Gasol was a second-round pick. An afterthought in the trade for his brother. You just go down the list, you know, Patrick McCaw, Jody Meeks, all these guys, you know, Van Vliet. I remember seeing Van Vliet at Summer League and saying, wow, I can't believe nobody drafted this kid from Wichita State. All he does is win everywhere he's been. And he's scrapping to make the roster through Summer League. He comes in the first year at training camp, and he goes right at Kyle Lowry. Like, okay, you're the starting point guard. I'm going to show people how I play you and how well I can do against you. And, you know, he's almost referred to now in some circles as a mini Lowry. And he has been absolutely terrific. And you talk about big shots, man alive. He has been just terrific. And the defense.
Well, we lost him right there. That was a swing and a miss right on the end there. That was like a high. That was inside cheese up by the chin that we lost him on that one right there. But you could feel it coming right after the off-speed stuff that I came back high and tight up by the chin with like a little, you know, gas, some of that fire. Fire! I came in there with that stuff, that cheese, some of that BB stuff. Anyway, I'm watching the Giants and Dodgers, and why wouldn't I? They hate each other's guts. As you know, I watch a lot of Dodger games when I'm in here because I just, you know, I love watching these West Coast games when I'm in here late at night, and then I just end up knowing more than everyone. Anyway, Jonesy, you're back with me. Let me ask you a fresh question about, like, Siakam's game of taking it to the 10. I mean, this guy... I thought that his ability to find some lanes and space and some routes to the rack were pretty heady. He had to deal with a lot, and I just thought he just said, you know what, I'm just going to become a superstar right here and now. This is my chance. I'm going for it. And I just thought he had so many great runs to the bucket and just made things happen. I mean, whenever he got the ball, he just did something with it. I loved it.
His development has been really, really solid. When he came into the league, I referred to him. I remember telling Rick Mahorn this. I said, he reminds me of your teammate Dennis Rodman. Runs the floor well. He's just in your stuff. I'd use another word, but it's a family show. He's just in your stuff defensively, just disrupting, can guard multiple positions. And then over the last 3 years, he's developed skill-wise. He's starting to make jump shots. He's got a terrific spin move and finish in the lane. He's starting to make the mid-range. He's rebounding. He's just becoming really, really confident. You know, there was a joke in the Orlando series. A reporter from another from Orlando covering the series said, well, now that Siakam's your third option, you have a solid third option. And Nurse stopped him and said, hold on. If he's our third option, then we're in trouble. Who's the second? Who passed him as the second option? And everybody started to laugh. And that tells you how highly they think.
So let me ask you, Jonesy, about Ujiri. And, well, first of all, just so you know, I went on record as saying I thought that whole thing with him in Oakland was nonsense. And, you got to let the guy – I don't care what his credential. It's the, you know, the head of the whole operation. You got to let him on the floor. Next thing you know, he's getting into it with some cop. And the next thing you know, they're going to turn it into something. I hope that goes away.
You.
I hope it goes away.
I'm with you, man. That is absolutely crazy. I mean – nobody dressed in a suit and tie tries to rush the floor. Like, part of security is knowing the clientele. You know, that's like me walking into, you know, it's like me walking into the White House and going, who's this guy with the orange hair? Like, no, you need to know the people that you're dealing with.
I agree. I thought it was a ridiculous. So I think they should let that go and stop being phony and go worry about crime in Oakland and stop worrying about the people that just beat your ass in the finals. So let me ask you a question. Is that guy going to bolt for all that money and ownership in D.C.? Is that stuff true?
Look, I can't see the organization here letting him go. He built this thing step by step. You know, after Dwayne Casey was hired, the next year, he was in the next year. And it took him 5-6 seasons to finally make a move with Dwayne. And it wasn't popular last year. Neither was the trade of DeRozan. People raised an eyebrow when he traded Valanciunas. He put his backside on the line, and he delivered. And now he looks like a genius. And I can't see the organization letting him go. I just can't. I mean, he's built it here. Now, there's the other side of the coin, where he might say, well, everything's done here, time to move on. But Washington is, that is a reclamation project to end all of them.
So will the Raptors fans, is it possible that they could, because of this, that they could actually somehow hypothetically surpass the fandom of the Leafs Nation, which is, I mean, it is so gigantic. What they have always craved is another cup since 67. It hasn't happened, and they're insane, and they should be, because it should have happened a couple times since 67, if you ask me, with some of the teams they've had. But have the Raptors now taken over that town in terms of fandom?
At the risk of being stoned by the hockey lovers in this city and this country, yes. Yes. Because you know what, for all we've talked about this, we talked about it on the parade route. If the Leafs win a cup, people in Calgary and Edmonton and Vancouver and Montreal, they ain't cheering for the Leafs. They don't care.
Right.
They're ticked off that their team didn't beat the Leafs for the cup. And the humanity out at the parade today, and the diversity in culture and creed and race and gender and everything, like, this is Canada's team. So, you know, sorry to say, they were ready to string me up when I said it in 2000 that one day it'd be bigger than hockey. I don't know if it is right now, but if it isn't, it ain't far behind.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jonesy. Listen, I'm going to end this now because I want to be the first guy to not ask you about Kawhi Leonard today. So I'll see you later. Great job. Congratulations. You deserve it. Enjoy that ring, brother. You're the man.
Great to be on with you. And I just got a few words for you to end. Bored man gets paid. Bored man gets rings.
See that? You see that? Jonesy, he means business. Paul Jones, the Raptors radio. Great job on the bench. I just wanted to say I didn't want to ask him about Kawhi Leonard because nobody knows where he's going. And it doesn't matter if he was drunk or if he was at a parade or if he won a championship. He's never going to tell anybody. Nobody knows. Neither does Jonesy. I don't think anybody knows anything. For all we know, he's going to play for the Lakers, which should be. I guess if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, I'm moving back to Huntington Beach.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.